The National Commission was created by President Clinton in 1999 and renewed by Presidents Bush and Obama. The current board was to remain through this coming September. Michael Byun of the Asian Services in Action says that was to ensure continuity with the new administration. But the resignation letter he and nine others signed objected to the Trump administration's, quote, portrayal of immigrants, refugees, people of color, and people of various faiths as untrustworthy, threatening, and a drain on our nation. Byun says the commission members had little choice.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but I think in light of the executive order that looked at the temporary ban of specific groups of refugees and immigrants, and the pace of some of these executive orders, and more importantly, the divisiveness of these executive orders, we were very, very, very concerned to the point that we didn't feel that we could necessarily productively work with this new administration.
What made things untenable for you? What convinced you that trying to work with the Trump administration wasn't going to work?
The executive order, which was very, very alarming, isolated a particular group of individuals in the community without any strong basis or rationale. We are also concerned that this long history of the United States being a welcoming place for new Americans coming because of challenges or persecution they were facing in their own home countries, and this being a haven for them to come, it goes against those values, American values. And as an American, I don't accept that.
So what are some of the critical issues that you and the commission had hoped to be able to address that, at least for now, don't look like they'll get done?
We had made great progress in the area of data. And I know that the topic of data is a bit wonky, but a lot of key policy decisions are made based upon what you know about the community. A good example is the hepatitis B prevalence rate. For the longest time, broader health policy arena may not have been aware that hepatitis B disproportionately impacts Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. And a large part of it is because they're coming from developing countries and there's high rate of transmission between mother to child, unborn child, and it's not caught early on.
Michael Byun says other issues include lagging graduation rates among the Cambodian and Laotian communities and language barriers among older immigrants. He says other groups will continue to work on those issues.
You know, I think one of the positive aspects of all this activity in the community as it relates to the executive order put forth by the Trump administration and the reaction from the community is that there's overwhelming support in an effort to do things on our own that the administration may not be able to help us with. So I have seen across the state of Ohio efforts of community-based organizations to take it upon themselves to address however they can the community needs. I've also seen greater movement by philanthropic institutions, both at the local, state, and national level, to fill the void or the gap that is being left by the Trump administration.
That's Michael Byun of Asian Services in Action in Akron, who was part of the mass resignation this week from the President's Advisory Commission on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Byun says he's still hoping President Trump reconsiders his approach to immigrant communities and other policies. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.